Southeast Radio's Business Matters with Carl Fitzpatrick.
Well, it's estimated that there are 300,000 people living in Ireland that are eligible to apply for a UK pension. With the UK government's pension top-up scheme now in operation, it represents an opportunity for eligible individuals to make enhanced contributions to this pension. John Ring from Extra Pension joins us now to tell us more. John, what is the eligibility criteria for a UK pension?
So there's two real parts, I suppose, Carl, to the UK state pension system. The UK government changed the structure of it in 2016, and they moved from what they had previously to what they have now. In terms of the two parts of it, the first part is that people who spent as little as 1 year in the UK, going back to the 70s, 80s or 90s and so on, kind of all the way up until now, they're typically eligible for a tiny state pension from the UK, provided that they have the balance of 10 years working here. So, for example, someone who was over in the UK, they might have worked for the 2 years there, and then they came back, and then they've worked their 8 years here, paying their PRSI here as standard, and that qualifies them with the 10 years. So they will get typically about €400 per year for each of those two initial years in the UK. Second part is that since 2016, effectively, people are allowed to go back and top up their national insurance, which is their equivalent of the PRSI, which they would have paid in the UK. And because they left the UK, in a lot of cases, they would have gaps in their national insurance record. So HMRC, that's Revenue and Customs in the UK, they are now allowing people for a limited period to go back as far as 2006 and basically pay voluntary national insurance contributions, because the more years that you effectively have or buy, the bigger the UK state pension that you're going to get from the age of 67 approximately.
What's the maximum amount of a state pension that's available in the UK, and how many years service would have to go in to achieve that?
Every year that you have or that you buy is typically worth £330 sterling, which when you do the maths on that, that works out at about €13,500 based on 35 years of either working there or contributions. So that's the beauty of this opportunity, that you could have been over there in the UK for as little as 1, 2 or 3 years and still, based on your age and if you're working here, effectively be able to get all the way up to 35 years of contributions.
For someone listening this morning, let's say that would have came from the UK many years ago, or indeed an Irish person that would have spent some time in the UK, that's now realising today that they have some entitlement to some form of a pension from the UK. What do they need to do?
Sure. So really, the most important aspect of the new state pension, which came into effect there, as I said, in 2016, is people's age. So if you're a man, you need to have been born after the 6th of April 1951, or as a woman, born after the 6th of April 1953, to be eligible for the new state pension. So that's pretty much people age in their, around the 70 to 72. I'm not sure entirely why there's a difference in terms of the gender. If you're over that particular age, what you need to do is to phone up the International Pension Centre in Newcastle in the UK. And the number for them is 0044 191 218 7777. In general, for most people who are less than the age of 70 approximately, you need to if you are over there for a couple of years, you have two options. One is that you can just wait until you're approximately UK state pension age, which as I said is approximately age 67. Or if you wanted to increase your entitlement in terms of the amount of money which you could be getting in a UK state pension, you have the ability to apply to Revenue in the UK to buy extra years to top up your pension, as it's called, which means to pay them on a voluntary basis national insurance contributions for the years from 2006 all the way up until now, when you were outside the UK. And for most people, that's as little as €200 per year, assuming that you've been working here in Ireland, and you can buy that up until you reach state pension age. So even if you're age 69, 70, 71, for most people, you can still buy these up until you reach state pension age. So that's a really great thing to kind of do. So in terms of how to go about doing it, that's the service that we actually offer as a company, because you can't just pay revenue in the UK for these years. You have to ask them first, can you pay them? And once they come back, and it can take them up to 10 months for them to give a response on that, then and only then are you able to pay them for as many years as you choose to pay them for. For most people essentially in Ireland who have been working here since to 2006 onwards, which is the cut-off year which revenue in the UK use, essentially it costs as little as €200 to buy a year. Now, that buying a year for €200, that's going to give you a pension, assuming that you live for 20-odd years in your retirement, that's going to be worth about €8,000 kind of over the span of your retirement period, as it were.
And John, what would you say to people listening this morning that are thinking, well, I did work in the UK for a few years, maybe 30 or 40 years ago, but they don't remember much about it?
Sure. So the hardest thing here, of course, I mean, is to go back and to see if you can, delve deep into your memory and find out what address that you lived in. And that really is the key thing, is that really what we're trying to, your chances of getting this all hinge on whether or not the agent in Newcastle working for Revenue and Customs in the UK, if they're able to find you on their system or not. And in order to help them do that, what we normally ask for is, see if you can find your old national insurance number from the UK, which is the equivalent of the PPS here, of course. But it might be in an old box or a file in the attic, perhaps, or the garage. If you don't have that, then what we need to kind of do is we need to get up to three addresses from you in terms of where you lived in the UK. And after that, then it's fingers crossed in terms of hoping that they'll be able to find you on their system. But really, you massively increase your chances of getting this if you can actually find your old national insurance number.
And John, how many UK pension applications does Extra Pension work on each year, and what's your success rate?
Yeah, so our success rate is 90% for the cheap rate and 10% or just less than 10% for the expensive rate of €1,000 per year. But 90% of the people who use us, we get them the cheap class 2 rate, as it's called, where it typically costs €200 a year to buy your years, as it were. So that's good. So we started in business there last year, but the expertise that we've brought in to our team has been doing this for over 11 years, mainly with kind of NHS or former kind of NHS staff in the UK. And so we have a large pool of knowledge based on that, and we've seen an enormous amount of applications coming back and the responses coming back. And it's interesting, actually, that revenue, the agents who send a response back, they actually make a lot of errors. So people think, I might be able to do this on my own. And they have a look at the form, which is available kind of online. And it looks, relatively straightforward. But they forget that there's errors and there's a longer process than just possibly filling in the form online. So, I mean, you can do it kind of online as well if you want to. But you're taking your chances there. So, and in terms of your other part of the question, so we generally do a few dozen a day of these applications to send them through to revenue in the UK. And as I said, it typically takes up to 9-10 months to get a response. But we're finding that the response rates are improving because the deadline was extended twice because there's such a huge level of demand for this globally.
And John, finally, what is the deadline for applying for the pension top-up?
Yeah, so that's a little bit of a confusing one. There's the payment deadline, assuming that you've been approved to pay to HMRC, is April of next year. That's April of 25, which is the payment deadline. But they may withdraw the ability for people to apply at any time. So there's no commitment or hard kind of deadline around that. So, that may stay open until April of next year, and it may not. What I would say is that the Chancellor stood up in the House of Commons there, Jeremy Hunt, at the end of November, and he pulled the cheap rate, which is compulsory in the UK for the self-employed, So he pulled that because he tried to win an election, I'm guessing. And he also says that there's a lot of changes coming down the line with this in the next 12 months. So we really have no idea of what's coming, but that's what was said in the House of Commons a couple of months back. So there's a good chance that changes are coming here. So, you know, if you want to take advantage of effectively a 42-1 kind of a benefit from the UK Treasury, then, you know, I wouldn't be hanging around.
Well, if you've just tuned in, that was John Ring from Extra Pension, and I hope that this information will be beneficial to some of our listeners this morning.
Southeast Radio's Business Matters with Carl Fitzpatrick.